Public transit was deemed an essential service at the onset of COVID-19, and RAFTA has continually made operational shifts to accommodate its riders.
RAFTA is a critical link in our valley's functioning and economy. So that's why we never shut down completely.
That's Jason Smith, safety and training manager at RAFTA. He says that RAFTA started tracking the global COVID outbreak in January when it formed an emergency response team that has met weekly since.
You know, striking this balance of maintaining service but also keeping people as safe as we can has been, challenging at times. But where there are real gray areas, we err on the side of safety.
Policies like mandatory mask wearing and aggressive cleaning were established early on, including daily fogging of the buses with a disinfectant. RAFTA also changed its employee attendance policy.
We removed any penalties for calling in sick. We allowed employees to go into negative sick leave balances if necessary. RAFTA didn't want to have people coming to work sick because they were worried about getting dinged for missing work or because they were going to lose pay because they hadn't had any sick pay.
RAFTA also implemented social distancing practices by restricting on and off boarding to the bus's rear doors and limiting the number of passengers on board. Buses that would typically carry up to 39 riders are now capped at 15.
With the reduced capacity on buses, it takes more buses and drivers to move an equivalent number of people. So, even at this reduced level of service, in terms of staff and equipment, RAFTA is, really pushing the envelope of what we're able to provide right now. We only have so many drivers and we only have so many buses.
Those operations could get trickier as more riders start returning to the transit system. Ridership is currently down to about 70% of its pre-pandemic numbers, which also means reduced routes and reduced frequency of service. Under this new operational setup, there is one policy that RAFTA recently lightened.
One of the major safety policies we enacted on our buses was rear door only boarding. That was to end suspension of fares. That was to minimize the number of people interacting with our drivers on a daily and hourly basis.
As of August 1st, RAFTA reinstated front door bus boarding and fare collection, though there are limits there too. Cash will not be accepted, and passengers must board low floor buses at the front door and exit from the back. This policy change actually puts more buses back on the road. RAFTA's single-door, over-the-road buses are returning from hiatus.
We've had to restructure our service to provide the most valuable service to as many people as possible. It means that we're not able to provide a lot of the service that we normally would be providing right now. But, we're trying really to provide as much service as we can, given the constraints that we're operating under. Given that, there's a global pandemic going on right now.
For KDNK News, I'm Kathleen Shannon.